Welcome back to part two. I'm Kit Fury, the creator of this guided self-study program, Freedom from Self-Doubt, Three Fast, Easy Ways to Boost Self-Love and Accept Your Magnificence. Now, what we're going to be doing in this section is narrowing our focus and looking at specific patterns of limiting beliefs. The subconscious can be very literal, so these statements will be somewhat detailed, and what we're going to be doing is looking at patterns that interfere with the full experience and expression of the three broad categories of core human desires. And before you begin part two, just a friendly reminder from your pre-work that the words "all clear" serve to send a signal to your subconscious, but you must intend for that signal to be effective in order for your subconscious to get in gear. It's not important that you know or sense exactly what beliefs you intend to dissolve. However, the words "all clear" in casual conversation, that is, without the intent to send a signal to your subconscious to instantly follow through on the instruction you gave it, are then simply just words. So this is not the sort of exercise you can do while sleeping. The subconscious responds to you as instructed when you notice your experience, intend to dissolve the root causes of any limitation. For example, in response to the belief statements that I'm about to guide you through, and then you think or say "all clear." As I guide you through the statements, you'll notice that the statements are made in the positive and also the negative. And that's because we don't necessarily know how your subconscious has, quote, filed a limiting program. So as I make the statements, tune into your experience. If we really pop something open for you, if you have a physical sensation, you experience a wave of emotion or a sense of knowing, make a note of it right then. That would be something for you to revisit later and use your cue on until you reach a sense of completion. You'll also notice as we go through the statements that sometimes I will leave a statement open-ended. That just allows your subconscious to fill in the statement with what your subconscious knows is associated with the statement. Now, let me give you an example. "I don't deserve to." Your conscious mind doesn't have a role to play here, except to notice your experience. Your subconscious, on the other hand, which is processing information at the rate of 400 billion bits of data per second, completes the sentence and dissolves the root causes of the limiting patterns. This tool is seemingly very simple, and yet it is very, very powerful. Now, if you'd like to, pull out the notes that you made during part one and scan through what you discovered, and especially make note of the patterns that you chose to change. Additionally, if you've had any additional awareness emerge for you, just go ahead and place everything that it will serve you to transform into the dot in the center of that clear sphere that we created in part one. We're going to be using that sphere in this session as well. We're going to imagine now that sphere floating in front of you with the dot in the middle. This is your special tool. We'll be using it throughout the remainder of the program, and quite frankly, it's a lifelong tool for you to use if you wish. Just know that it's a container for everything that you're collecting beneath your conscious awareness. It's there. It's available as a powerful resource to you. And because we are directing your levels of consciousness, known and unknown, to place into the sphere everything associated with patterns that you're noticing and choosing to shift, it's simply happening. The sphere is collecting all the perceptions, thoughts, feelings, emotions, attitudes, beliefs, imaginations, and every other problem that you've ever had about self-doubt, worry or concern about your significance, your worth, being deserving of love, being worthy of connection and belonging, concerns or fears about being abandoned or betrayed, and worries about whether you can trust about safety, about whether you can trust your deep knowing, whether you can allow yourself to relax and give up control. Any and every thought, feeling, emotion, attitude, belief, imagination, and every other problem that you've ever had about the extent to which you can love and appreciate and accept yourself, anything associated in any way with what we've covered already in the program or are about to cover. Just know that your all-knowing self and your subconscious are gathering all that up now and placing it into your sphere. So let's begin with a calibration. Remember that I taught you how to calibrate in the Global Issues audio and also gave you written instructions in the step-by-step guide that I asked you to review as part of your pre-work. So I'm going to go ahead into this segment of the program without reviewing that material. If for some reason you haven't done that yet and you don't remember how to do a calibration, please go back and refresh your understanding now. So take a deep breath, allowing yourself to consider your relationship with yourself and to think about and remember and feel the extent to which you doubt your magnificence. Allowing yourself to consider everything that your levels of consciousness, known and unknown, are placing into your sphere. Go ahead now and place your hand on your heart and ask yourself, where am I now, 0 to 12? 12 being my divine ideal relationship with myself, 0 being my worst nightmare, far worse than I've actually experienced or ever will experience. Where am I now in my relationship with myself? Trust the first number that you become aware of. And if for some reason you think you didn't become aware of a number, just ask yourself, and if I had become aware of a number, what is that number now? Jot that number down on your study guide so that your conscious mind will be able to gauge how much you've changed by the end of this program. Now, in this program, we are targeting the many masks of the I'm not good enough culprit. It oozes through all of the three broad categories of core human desires. And because it is linked with shame, which is the densest energy that we humans can experience, we are going to put on our virtual hazmat suits, and we're going after it. Now, if something emerges in your awareness as we go through the statements, either pause the program and continue to address the layers as they emerge, or make a note to yourself to revisit later. It's hard to remember after the program. So if something comes up, jot it down in the moment. Remember that I've recorded this program in segments in order to facilitate doing the exercises more than once. And what this does is allows you to go deeper and deeper into the layers of the clustered beliefs and the patterns as they emerge. Our core limiting beliefs are like an iceberg, where the bare tip of it is in our conscious awareness. And we are coming at these beliefs from several different angles in this guided self-study program. And if your other than conscious mind gives you a cue, gives you a signal, physical sensation, aha moment, feeling like tears, make a note of what that statement was as I guide you through, and do yourself a favor and go back and dance with that until you feel complete. I also encourage you to find the TED Talk by Brené Brown on vulnerability. In fact, I'll look up that link and post it on the Access page. She talks about shame being an epidemic in our culture. We're taught not to talk about it. We suppress it. And yet, it's ever-present and it limits the fullness of our expression of our unique being. So that's one of the reasons that we are We are going after it in this section. As I say the statement, follow along with me. I'll be saying all clear to guide you for when to say it. Please stay with me and think or say all clear again to activate your intent. I'm not good enough. All clear. I'm not good enough to. All clear. Who do I think I am to? All clear. I deeply appreciate and accept myself. All clear. I deeply appreciate and accept myself because I love myself unconditionally. All clear. I accept my imperfections. All clear. I have to be perfect in order to be admired and loved. All clear. I have to do everything perfectly or else. All clear. I have to do things better than others or else. All clear. My best efforts aren't good enough. All clear. Who I am isn't good enough. All clear. I'm afraid to do my best because. All clear. I'm afraid that if I do my best. All clear. I accept my imperfections as opportunities to learn valuable lessons in my life. All clear. I do my best, and my best is good enough. All clear. I'm confident and self-assured. All clear. I love myself. All clear. I doubt myself. All clear. I am compassionate and curious when others criticize me. All clear. I celebrate my uniqueness. All clear. I'm willing to change my opinions and judgments about myself. All clear. I don't have to rescue people to be liked. All clear. It's okay for me to have firm, friendly boundaries. All clear. If other people are unable to accept and respect my boundaries, then it's okay to let them go. All clear. I have to minimize myself to make others like me. All clear. I'm proud of who I am. All clear. I am fun and I have fun. All clear. I'm a good person. All clear. I have value and worth. All clear. Children are to be seen and not heard. All clear. I must do more and be more in order to be okay. All clear. I can't give up the grudges I hold against because. All clear. I'm worthless. All clear. I don't have anything to contribute to. All clear. I'm hopeless. All clear. I'm judged and criticized because. All clear. I judge and criticize myself because. All clear. I judge and criticize others because. All clear. I'm afraid that. All clear. I'm afraid others won't like me if. All clear. I'm afraid others won't love me when. All clear. I can't risk being different. all clear. I am unique and worthy. All clear. I am good enough to. All clear. What others think of me is none of my business. All clear. I feel depressed whenever. All clear. I feel anxious whenever. All clear. I feel anxiety when. All clear. I feel anxiety because. All clear. I feel confused by. All clear. It's confusing when. All clear. I can't accept my emotions. All clear. I get upset with myself whenever. All clear. I just hate what I feel sometimes because. All clear. My emotions upset me when. All clear. I feel emotions I'm not supposed to feel. All clear. I feel emotions I'm not supposed to feel because. All clear. I judge and criticize myself for my emotions because. All clear. I always feel overwhelmed when. All clear. I feel guilty if I. All clear. I'm embarrassed when. All clear. I'm embarrassed by. All clear. All those times I felt humiliated because. All clear. All those times I felt bitterness. All clear. All those times I felt shame or might feel shame. All clear. I feel like a fool whenever. All clear. My body feels tight and uncomfortable whenever. All clear. I get butterflies in my stomach when. All clear. I get butterflies in my stomach if. All clear. I get a knot in my stomach. All clear. It gives me headaches when. All clear. All those times I've gotten sweaty palms because. All clear. For all the reasons I can't sleep. All clear. For all the reasons I can fall asleep and then I wake up before it's time for me to get up. All clear. My sleep is relaxed and refreshing. All clear. I fall asleep easily and get all the deep rest I need before I wake up. All clear. I miss out on a lot of things because I'm a nobody. All clear. I'm afraid I'll miss out on a lot of things because. All clear. I'm all alone. All clear. I'm afraid I'll be all alone. All clear. I'm afraid everyone will leave me. All clear. I enjoy my independence. All clear. I can take care of myself. All clear. I make good decisions. All clear. I can trust myself to make good decisions. All clear. I trust myself. All clear. I value my ability to make good decisions. All clear. I know how to connect to people. All clear. It's safe to allow people to connect with me. All clear. I can trust myself to. All clear. I can't trust myself to. All clear. I welcome changes in my life. All clear. I value growth and change. All clear. I have to be in control of myself or others. All clear. It's only safe if I'm in control of myself and others. All clear. It's hard for me to make good decisions because, all clear, I've been hurt too many times. All clear. I've been hurt because, all clear. I felt small and belittled because, all clear. I've been afraid to speak up because, all clear. I've been afraid to stand up for myself because, all clear. For all the problems or issues regarding my sense of significance, value, worth, self-worth, self-appreciation, self-love, self-trust. At the next use of my cue, subconscious, you will dissolve any fail-safe problems in priority order. All clear? Now we're going to do the Be Set Free Fast closing sequence. I forgive everyone and everything. All clear? I dissolve all stoppers, including, I'm afraid that these clearings won't work for me. All clear? I'm afraid these clearings won't last. All clear? I doubt they will work. All clear? I don't trust myself to do things effectively in these new ways. All clear? I doubt that I will do things effectively in these new ways. All clear? I doubt my ability to live out these changes in my life. All clear? I'm vulnerable to taking back one or more of these problems that I've just dissolved. All clear? I have one or more other problems that would directly or indirectly stop me from maintaining my gains. All clear? I dissolve all anger, judgment, and criticism toward myself. All clear? I dissolve all unforgiveness toward myself. All clear? Part 3 of this guided self-study program. So go ahead and make a note on your study guide of anything that has come into your awareness, and also notice what's opened up for you now as a result of doing this exercise. Enjoy the music and period of reflection that follows, and when you're ready, go ahead and begin part 3.